Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to City on the Hill Radio Show. We are back on. We have been off for years, but we are glad to tell you that we have decided it is time. And tonight we're going to be talking about things that regular women are concerned about. And we're hoping to be joined by Ms. Barbara Moore. And also we hope to be joined by Pastor Mary Shelnut. Pastor Mary, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there she is. Okay,
so
folks, we are
here.
New at this. We have not done this in years. So we are just so grateful for this opportunity. And I am believing that this is going to be good. I see Ms. Barbara Moore here. Hi, Ms. Barbara.
Hey there. Hey, Diana.
God is so good. We are doing this. This is our first show. I can't remember the last time we did a City on the Hill radio show.
It's been a
which,
long time
I
ago, Diana.
Yes,
well,
it has.
So
and you're going to be glad to hear. You're going to be glad to hear Pastor Mary Shelnut is joining us tonight.
Good. I've been missing her.
Oh, I miss
well,
you
we're
all
gonna
too.
Start
I'm
off.
So glad I can. Yes.
Hello, Ms. Mary.
Yes, this is exciting. Well, as always, Ms. Barbara, let's get started. And you know how we love to start. If you don't mind, would you start us off in prayer? This is a momentous occasion, August the 20th, 2019.
We're getting a little...
I'm sorry, say that again.
A funny sound, like bubbling or something.
Let me take myself off of the speaker. That might have not helped. Is that any better?
Okay. I can hear you well.
No, it's like something going down the drain or something.
Ms. Barbara, can you hear me or do I sound like I'm going down the drain?
We can hear you, but that sound is about as loud as you are.
Okay, okay. I tell you what, I'm going to pause myself.
Let me, Diana.
I think Pastor Mary is clear, so it's either Ms. Barbara or me.
Okay.
Ms. Barbara, can you speak again?
Yeah.
Okay, now everything's clear. I don't know what happened, but it is clear. So, Pastor Mary, I don't know what you did, but it's clear.
Okay, good.
Okay, I think we cannot hear a speakerphone. I think we have to take ourselves off speakerphone. So, okay, with that in mind, Ms. Barbara, since I'm clear, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, to start off in prayer.
Oh, I'd love to, Diana. The Lord is so good to us, so absolutely wonderful to us all, deserving of all praise, all worship, all adoration, all trust. Father, we just come before you, Lord, just acknowledging your greatness, Father, how wonderful you are, oh God. And Father, how wonderful it is that you allow us to come before you, Father, through the merits of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that we can, that the doors to heaven are open to us, Lord, and you hear our prayers. Hallelujah. You hear our prayers. What a wonder that is, that the God of all the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, hears our prayers. Father, we thank you for that. We cannot thank you enough for that. Father, you are so, so, so great and so good. And we don't even have words to describe that goodness, Lord. But we thank you for it. We just feel ever so blessed, Lord. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for bringing Diana and Mary and me together tonight to do the radio show. How we missed it, Father, and also missed being together. And so, Father, we just are excited about this and know that you called it into being and that you have a reason and a purpose for it. Father, let us know your purpose, your reasoning. Father, we know that in all things, Father, we're to be earnestly seeking souls, oh God, for your kingdom. And Father, we pray that that will be very much a part of this broadcast and every broadcast that we do, Lord. Because we want to, more than anything, Father, we want to be soul winners. We want to spread the gospel. We want to share the good news, Lord. And so, Father, we just ask you to lead us and guide us tonight in what we say. Father, we pray that, we just know, Father, if you're with us, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be good. So we thank you for it, Lord. And thank you that you are with us, your presence, your power, your purpose, your plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Barbara. Okay. Am I clear?
No.
Yes, you
are. Do I sound? Okay, Miss Barbara, I'm not sounding clear. Okay. I think I started hearing it, and I don't know. Okay. We're going to get it right, but for now, Miss Barbara, can you understand me at all?
Not much.
How about Miss Pastor Mary? Can you understand Pastor Mary?
Can you hear me well, Miss Barbara?
No, it's just...
I hear you very well.
Okay, I can hear Pastor Mary real well. Miss Barbara, if you don't mind, hang up and call again. I think I may have to hang up and call again, too.
Okay, maybe it's my Bluetooth, my earphones, the beats.
Well, you were fine the first time I heard you. When you first came on, you were fine.
Yeah.
But call us back. Okay. Hey, Pastor Mary.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you very clear. Yes.
Okay, it must be the Bluetooth, her Bluetooth. Must be.
Maybe it is.
What it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to call back in. I may can call her. Let me see if I can call her. It says, yeah, this is, you know, it's so funny because we've not done it in a long time, but, you know, we did it for so long we remember. Okay, I see her right now. I'm going to put her on.
Hey. It's clear.
Oh, Miss Barbara, you're clear. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay, if it gets bad, just hang up and try again. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to let, you know, Pastor Mary, Miss Barbara had really, I think, had a longing to do this. And we've talked about doing this for quite a while, but we never got it started. But there was something that I saw yesterday in the news that kind of hit me wrong, and it was about, it was Fox News interviewing somebody who was making out a new poll. Can't remember if it's ABC or CBS. Let's see if we could trust any of their polls, right?
But
it's about the fact that women are going to come out in November and really turn the tide for the Democrats because women care about the economy, education, and health care. And I like to throw up. I'm thinking if a woman that is intelligent knows. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Barbara.
Well, I mean, if that be true, then they're thrilled with Donald Trump because our economy is roaring. You know,
yes.
Healthcare is going to be it's in the process of being turned around. Where we begin to have good healthcare and freedom of choice in that healthcare again. And so the economy and health care, and what was the other one, Diana?
Education.
Oh, education. Okay, well, we have something in common with the Democrats, I'm afraid.
Yes, we do.
We're concerned about education, too. Absolutely. But
yeah.
I can't see that the Democrats have any answers to that. In fact, I think they have more problems because they are supporters of Planned Parenthood, which has written the guidelines for sex education in public schools in the United States, and they are in that mindset of transgenderism and all the isms and being pushed on our children. So I don't think the Democrats have the right answer for education either.
No, I don't think so either. I think they are being deceived and by the fake news media. And I think that's why it's so important that God has pressed on our hearts to come on and begin to have conversations, because a lot of people are really being deceived, Ms. Barbara. You know,
yes.
We listen to the news every day, and they make all these reports, and they, you know, they tell people what they want to hear, I guess, you know, and they don't talk about the real issues that are at hand.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right that many are being deceived by the fake news media. And, you know, the Bible says that that there'll be days where even the elect can, you know, might be deceived. We have to have a love of the truth, the Bible says.
That's
right. We will be deceived, you know. And the truth is, Jesus said, I am the truth. It is Jesus Christ who is the truth. And so without him, you know, you can't have a love of the truth and or even know the truth, because there's a veil over our eyes until we surrender our lives to him and he comes and lives in our hearts. And when he does that, then we love the things he loves and we hate the things he hates. And, you know, we love his word and we love all people and want them all to know him personally and to be with him forever throughout all eternity. So,
Amen.
We've got to have that. We've got to have that relationship, don't we?
We do. And you know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy that we should be speaking about, you know, this relationship we have with Jesus. We should be speaking about this truth, and we should be lifting this truth. You know, and I think it's in St. John. I think it's 12:32. He says, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. And we know that Jesus is true. He's true.
That's right.
And that's not what you're getting when you turn the television on every morning. You know, I mean, now I don't watch The View because I like The View. I listen to The View because I see how so far left our country has become. And you listen to those ladies and you get, you know, you're not getting the truth. You're not getting what's really happening in America. You're only getting their opinions about how much they hate Trump, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right. And they're not preaching truth, or they're not saying what the word of God has to say about what is going on in our country. You know, they're more lean towards their own. The Bible said, lean not to our own understanding, and that's what you get from the media. You're getting their understanding, not what the word has to say about what is going on with us.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Yeah. Yes. So we just,
and,
you know, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, as far as we know, it certainly doesn't seem like they even care about the truth. You know, the things that they say, not just them, but the other fake news outlets as well. But there's no research into to find out if something is accurate or right. It's just spewing all this stuff. And and like you said, they just all hate Trump and they rally around that.
Yes, and, you know, so anything he does good, they have nothing. And,
yes.
You know, we know, I was sharing with someone today, you know, the counteract, you know, like medications, when the doctor give you something, they said, well, if you have a reaction to this, then there's a pill for this, you know. And I think that's where the body of Christ, we come in at, you know, because we have to counteract what's going on right now. We have to come in with the truth. We have to come in and say, no, this is the way, this is what it really is. This is the truth. You know, the word of God, is the Bible said that heaven and earth would pass away, but my word would never pass.
That's right. That's right. Forever.
That's
right. Forever his
it,
word is settled in heaven.
Yes. Yes. And we have to stand on that truth, and we cannot fall for these words that, you know, like, you know, separating God and church and state, and we got to take God out of this and God out of that and God out of the White House and God out of, you know, the government. And, you know, that is just not the way this country was founded. It was founded
That's
on
right.
the word of God. It is impossible to take the word out of what we're doing. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yes, it is. That's
yes.
right. That's right. But, you know, I was thinking, Demary, would you pray, could we pray for those ladies on The View? We know that nothing is impossible with God. We know that his desire is that none should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. We know that that's his desire. We know that he loves every woman on that show. And even as they are in the deepest of sins, we know that Jesus came to save sinners. He saved us. You know,
that's right.
And with God, all things are possible. And, you know, since we're talking about it and the Lord has kind of put them on our hearts and everything, would you pray for them, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I love praying for them because I want them to come to the light and know the truth. And
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here for, you know. So I appreciate that you asking me to pray because that's part of who we are, is pray for those who are in darkness. And Father, right now we lift up the View, we lift up the ladies on The View, every one of them, Lord. We just pray for them, and Lord, not only them, but any network that is promoting ungodliness, ungodly things.
Yes.
We just lift them up to you, Lord God, because you said in John 3:16, you said you sent your Son, Lord, that you got, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever would believe in him should not perish,
right.
but have everlasting life. And Father, we just pray that you put it in their hearts to believe in you, Lord. We pray that you would put it in their hearts to seek you and to search for you, Lord. You said those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, Lord. And we pray today that you put a hunger in their hearts, Lord, that you would turn their hearts around, that you would turn their hearts back to you, Lord, that they would just get a hunger for you, for truth, Lord, for truth, Lord, and they would not fall for the lies and the deceitful spirit that is in the earth, Lord. You said the spirit of the Antichrist is already in the world, Father. And we denounce that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray that you just turn this whole cast around. Every lady on this, Lord, they will seek you. They begin to seek you and know who you are, God.
Yes.
They begin to talk about this truth. They begin to talk about this love. There is no greater love than your Son Jesus laying his life down for us. And Father, we just pray that they can see and recognize and acknowledge this truth and acknowledge this God, this God that this country founded upon, Father. We just pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, save, deliver, and set free souls, Father. God, use the View, Lord, to be a ministry that they can minister truth, Lord. We just pray to you just turn things around, God, and they'll begin to just talk about truth and share the word of God, Lord. There is nothing no greater than your words. And, Father, we just ask right now that you save and set free and deliver these ladies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Amen. I would like to ask Ms. Barbara, if I may. I guess I'll ask this first of Pastor Mary, and then, well, of you first, and then I'll ask Pastor Mary to add in. But I'd like to set the stage for those that have never heard of City on a Hill Radio Show, which we did it. Goodness, I can't remember if we did it 8 years or what, but it was a long time. And
it was.
We've started really I think since the first ones, I think, was like 2008. But anyway, and then, you know, we just stopped it just really a few years back, and we're getting started. But one of the things that I loved about the show was the fact that here's this historian, Barbara Moore, former teacher, activist at heart, because she loves this country and its children, families, and you do not want the legacy that was left to be forgot. Because, and one of the things that you share, just to, you know, set the conversation straight, a lot of young people not seeing the history being taught. You know, I think there was even an article about George Washington University or somebody like that, that they're taking history courses out. And I'm thinking, how absurd. You know, how can you know where you're going when you don't know where you've come from? And the point that I love about America is it's where all the failures that was seen by the people that came here has been pretty much shoved aside to form a better union, because they've seen that the world has failed. And they knew that if they do not do something right, that their children would be like the children of the world, pretty much under bondage. And so would you mind starting with a very, very basis that really people should understand, which is the pilgrim story of those parents? If you could share a little bit about that, Ms. Barbara, and because we are about parents. We are, you know, a group that's really trying to free the children from the bondage, because it's almost like they're being put back into feudalism all over again, back into the days of tyranny, which is what this nation fought with, you know, blood, tears and sweat, and it's like it's going to be undone, because the children are being made to not realize the truth of what where they came from. But if you don't mind, start with that.
Well, you know, I was thinking about all the sacrifices that have been made over, you know, over 200 years. The many, many sacrifices that have been made to keep our country, to keep it free, to keep it on that sure foundation of God's word. And just seeing the contrast of that and then today's world, where that's not honored. But, you know, even before the pilgrims, we have Jamestown in 1607. And we have the people coming there with their minister, the founding document there states that they came to bring the gospel to the heathen. And so even before the pilgrims came in 1620, that was going on in Jamestown. Also the Spanish were bringing the gospel up on the west coast, as well as Florida. And then you had the French in the north. And many, many gospel preachers were slaughtered by the Indians, but they kept on coming. They kept on preaching the word. They would have their ears cut off, their hands cut off, some burned alive, some skinned alive. And so, but this was all through the, you know, all around. And then you have the English coming in to settle the eastern coast, and the pilgrims were so precious. Oh, they were so precious. And in their founding document, the Mayflower Compact, by the way, they did not get off that ship, that stinking, cramped, smelly, awful, awful little ship that had withstood the storms and the sickness and all that stuff. They did not leave that ship until they had that compact formed, that Mayflower Compact, and it stated very clearly why they came. They said they came for the glory of God, the glory of God. And number two was the advancement of the Christian faith. They came to win souls. They came to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the heathen, to the Indians who had not heard of him. And then lastly, they said they came for the honor of their king and country, but for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, they came. And Diana, you mentioned that they came, you know, for their families. They would not leave their children to the ways of the world where they were experiencing in Holland. They had pretty much religious freedom, although they were forbidden to preach the gospel, which is, I mean, it's who we are. So they were restricted, but they weren't persecuted in Holland. But they wanted their children to be free and to be able to be free in Christ. And so they embarked on this long journey to the wilderness, to the unknown, to the savage wilderness. And they wanted their families intact. They wanted their children to be nurtured in the knowledge and the love of the Lord, and not to be tainted by the worldly system that they were experiencing in Holland. And so they came, and they planted that colony right there here in America. And you know, another interesting thing about the Pilgrims, this included the Puritans, which came about 10 years later. They started coming and continued coming. It's called the Great Migration. And eventually the Puritans that came in the Great Migration up until about 1649. But they kind of merged, the Pilgrims and the Puritans. The Puritans were great in number, and so they did merge. But from that group, there were over 70 missions to the Indians by about 1649. Over 70 different missions to the Indians, Christian missions to the Indians. They were all about preaching the gospel and reaching the Indians for Christ. And I love that. I just love that. They had a heart for the Lord and a heart for all people. And that's our legacy. That's our legacy. And
it's
don't
a beautiful
need to throw
legacy, Miss Barbara. No, and it's priceless.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just bring it to Pastor Mary to add, because, you know, Pastor Mary is, we have been really, the conversation is now turned that America is racist, that America is hateful, that, you know, that, I mean, to hear it said in the past 8 years, you know, we were told to apologize. America must apologize to the world. But I'm thinking, when you really study the world's history, it's full of sinful people committing horrible crimes to each other. And here in this country, it's like this is a place where we were forced to learn to get along with each other, because it was on the premises of a book that tells you how to behave and treat one another, to love your brother.
That's right.
As you do yourself. So really, for us to come back and start throwing these daggers at each other, it's kind of like trying to go back to the old days, and we've come a long way. It's kind of like when the victory has been won because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You want to start all over and like that never happened? Well, that's about what they're doing to America, as if, you know, the price of the learning process never happened. It did happen, and we were better for it. So, you know, what do you think, Pastor Mary?
Yeah, you know, Diana, we're in a time where we're in the last days. And when you read your Bible, see, the Bible, from the beginning of time, back all the way to the Pilgrims, and when the colonies all came together, it was always established that the Word of God was the guideline. You know,
That's right.
Our country was founded. It was founded upon the Word of God. It was the foundation, and that's what has happened to our country. We have left our foundation, and so instead of them doing what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, he's talking about all of us in America, if we would just turn from our wicked ways, God said he would heal our land. But instead, we have turned on each other. We're turning on each other, and so the division is continuing to grow and grow and grow, because we're not going to our foundation. We're not going back to our roots. We're not, you know, the Bible talk about how we've left our first love. And that first love is the Word of God, is Jesus Christ, you know. And I think that's, you know, that's where we are. And the media is really, really having a strong hand in the mindset of the people now. Because see, you're not going to get the word of God from the media. You're not going to get the truth from the media. And I thank God for President Trump because I knew it. I knew this all the time, but I didn't know how to put a name to it. I didn't know how to put a word to it. But when he came out with fake news, man, that just really.
Amen.
It's like,
yep.
Oh,
yep.
My God, that was it right there. Because I was like, these people are so, they lie. You know, and so the American people are listening to fake news. They're listening to the lies, the deceit. And so instead of we're reading our Bible, instead of we're praying, and I shared today, I had a long conversation with someone right before we got on air here. But I was just sharing with, you know, if you would think for a minute, Diana, especially in the black community and our entire nation, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. But you would think if Trump was so bad, like they say he is, why aren't the black pastors saying, y'all, let's come together and pray. Let's pray for President Trump. Why aren't they saying we need to love this man? You know, Romans the 12th chapter said we overcome evil with good.
Yeah.
If we think he's so evil and he's so bad and he's the devil, why aren't we coming together and saying, let's pray for President Trump? He is our leader, and the Bible teaches us to pray for our leaders. The Bible teaches us to love and to honor our leaders. This is the kind of love that we're supposed to be spreading in our country. When we say let's love one another, then love is the action word. Love is the action.
Amen.
Word.
That's right.
You know, and it's not a hate. It's not hate him and despise him, and he needs to be this, and he needs to. I mean, I heard one man say he needs to be drowned. I heard a black man say this. You know, Trump needs to drown. I mean, that's hate. That is hate. And we have to stop this. We have to stop this. And so, and me as a black pastor, you know, I challenge all the pastors, and especially in the black community. I'm black, so hey, I challenge black pastors, male and female, to really begin to preach love and to arm up our president. He's not perfect. Everything he does, I don't like it. Sometimes I say, God, I wish he wouldn't tweet so much, you know? But I understand why he tweets. I understand why he does that. And I'm glad he's tweeting because it shows to me he's not a weak man. It shows strength.
Yeah.
It shows strength in him. You know, he reminds me of a lion. You know, he's got this strength. He's a strong person. I like that. And you know what?
Yeah.
People who are weak-minded, who are easily intimidated, they cannot stand that strength that he carries. They're intimidated by it. You know, so, you know, I encourage the community, the black community, all Americans, no matter what race or color you are, we should really be praying for President Trump. And when I don't hear preachers and pastors saying this, but I hear them saying, I hear them preaching all the time, all on Facebook, we should love, love, love. And at the same time, they posting hate messages about Trump. And I thought, how are people going to love whenever you're supporting hate messages? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And the Bible says a double-minded man is unable in all his ways. And he cannot receive nothing for it. You know, so we got to come together as a people, as Americans. And begin to pray. I remember when Obama, Ms. Barbara, I don't even know if you were there. You might have been there, but I was a chaplain back in 2008 for the Republican Women. And President Obama was just nominated, just got in office. And it's January, and we're having our first meeting. And I remember the Lord put it in my heart. He said, when you go in there now, you know, of course, we were all Republicans, right? So God told me, he said, when you go in that meeting today, because I had to open that meeting with prayer. I want you to pray for President Obama. And, Lord, I'm telling you, I was literally shaking in my boots. I'm telling you. I thought, well, people are not going to understand. Why am I praying for him? He's the enemy. Why am I praying for him? You know, and I felt like people wouldn't understand that. And I didn't want people to think I was praying for him because he was black. But
right.
God put it in my heart, and he says, pray for President Obama. Pray for him. And so in that meeting, I stood up and I prayed for him. I prayed for President Obama because I know we have to pray for our leaders. We have to pray. Even if they don't do the right thing, we have to, from our heart, sincerely pray that they do the right thing. We have to pray that, you know, and we have to demonstrate love when it comes to our leaders, because if there's a line we have to walk, God has given us that guideline as to how we are to be towards our leaders, whether they're good or bad. He has told us how we are to be. And so, you know, I just want to encourage everyone, you know, in Psalm 78, it says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I just want to encourage everyone to begin to give ear to God's word. Listen, that's what he's telling us. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. He says, I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. See, our forefathers has already given it to us. They have already told us the word of God. They have already prayed. You know, I think about our slave ancestors. They, in order for them to get through slavery, they prayed. They sang songs of Zion. They, in order for them to eat, to be kind to people who were so cruel to them, so hateful to them, they did like the word taught them to do. They prayed, and it got them through no matter what they was going through. They trust in the Lord. And they kept on praying, and they kept on believing until one day put it in the heart of the president, which his name was President Abraham Lincoln. God put it in his heart through their prayers. God put it in his heart to say, it's time to set the slaves free. That's what the power of prayer does. It changes people. It changes people. And so here we have a president now who so many people just, oh, my God, I have never seen so much anger. Whew, there's a lot of anger going on right now in our country. There's a lot of hate going on. But if we would give ear to the word of God, and we begin to do as 2 Chronicles 7:14 told us to do. Diana, I believe our country will turn around. I believe we can. I want to see pastors saying to their congregations. I want to see pastors saying to their followers on Facebook. Listen, guys, we got to pray for our president. We got to come together. You know, I look at President Trump, Ms. Barbara, and how he tried to get. You know, he reached out to the black community, and many of them just saying no, no. Now, how can you talk bad about a man who's trying to reach out to you? He's reaching out saying, listen, let's sit down at the table. What can we do to turn this around? But instead, they just want him to be a failure. You know, it's just going around so bad, and I see it so much, and I hear it on the radio. I even hear Christian stations, you know, that are owned by the black community, and they're promoting all of this hate, and it's just so sad. It's so sad, and I know that it's going to take strong faith believing Christians to continue to pray and to speak out and say, hey, look, guys, this is the only way we're going to conquer this is through love. The only way.
Well, with that in mind.
Yeah.
I'd just like to introduce this idea, Ms. Barbara, and I think we've got somebody that might be wanting to join us and have a thought, and I'm going to ask him in a moment, but I'm going to let y'all talk on this subject just for a moment, which is the idea that, you know how it is when somebody is sick in your house, you don't go to work. If your child is sick, everything stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
To take care of that sick child. I would invite the mothers and fathers, it doesn't matter what color you are, you need to be aware that you have a very sick child. That there's so many out there that are so unaware that they've got a sick child that before they know it, it's too late. That sick child has hated himself and hated being alive, that he's decided to take his own life. I mean, that is the saddest indication that something is very wrong. When you've got a suicide rate that now exceeds the crash rate for teens from car crashes, that is I think that's a national crisis. So I would hope to ask, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, brown, you need to ask yourself, what is going on? And I think when you start thinking about it, you start asking someone who can help you, because there's really nobody else out there that can help you. You know, the school system isn't helping you. If you're noticing, more children are in trouble. If you're not noticing, then you're hiding your head under the sand, you know. But more children are in trouble, and, you know, no man is an island. Your child is going to be affected by what's going on with other children. It's almost like a disease, a contagious disease, you know, this mindset. And you don't see it because it's inside the mind of your child. And I think when you finally wake up and realize that, that's when you probably come to a realization, you know, I've got to do some research. I can't just listen to the news that says everything's good. It's a problem, because the Trump is not in the one that's teaching the children in schools. Something else is causing that. So I would hope, Ms. Barbara and Pastor Mary, that this would really be a time for parents of all colors to unite. If you love your child, you had better unite with truth. Not with each other, because...
Oh, go ahead,
Ms. Barbara. No, you go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and talk to the person that's online, but you go ahead and talk.
One thing that they can unite against is the fake news that's full of hatred being pumped into their classrooms every school day. CNN is, I guess, in exchange for TVs, free TVs in the classroom. That is an exchange for their souls, because of all this hatred being spewed in with this vehicle of the TV in the classroom, and with CNN, among, you know, there's some others as well. But surely parents could unite against that. And right here in Dothan, we're experiencing a tremendous change. It's like proposals are being put forth one of them is even including babies, infants, and babies and toddlers into the Dothan City school system. And I mean, just crazy stuff like that. And so, parents, please wake up and see what's happening.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, Ms. Barbara. You know, if we can, you know, unite, and realize that we're getting fed wrong information. And we need to come together and speak out against it, and begin to let our children know, our grandchildren, our family members know that this is fake, this is not real, and we have information to be able to give to them that they can see, right, you're right. Because a lot of my family members, I've been talking to them, and they're like, you know, oh, you're right. Yeah, I didn't see this. I didn't notice that, you know. I didn't know this was going on, you know. And the same with Omarosa, you know, while the lies that she's been telling, and a lot of people don't know that she's married to a Democrat. You know, she married a Democrat, this Democrat guy, right after she got in office, after she got a job in the White House. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that. Okay, that explains a lot of her, you know, her lies and things that she's doing. And so we have to unite. We have to come together and put truth out there and come against fake news Anybody that's speaking fake, anything fake that's not real, that's lies, any journalists, all these journalists who are reporting fake news, we have to come back and say, no, this is really the way it is. This is what's really happening, because they're not going to get it. And, you know, our children in school are being told lies. They're being told, you know, so many lies. And
Pastor Mary, I'm going to ask Pionki to join in. He's got some input, and he's calling from Louisiana. Hi, Pionki. Go ahead and let us have your input. I'm guessing you're concerned about children, or what are your concerns?
Well, I'm calling from Missouri, and also I live in Louisiana. But no, I heard him mention about the President Donald Trump, who I supported and voted for because of the issues that he talked about, and they was very dear to me. And the thing that further is that he has kept to his word during his campaign. And I, in my lifetime, and I go back to John F. Kennedy, where I could vote, but I never seen the news media attack a president like what we see that's going on with Mr. Trump, and all the lies and all the needless conversation, disregarding the things that he's doing or trying to do. And one of the things that I hope that he gets to, that he made a campaign promise, was the school choice, where parents could choose where environment that they wanted their child to be educated in, and vouchers where it follows their child, because no one system is entirely what it should be. And that's a parent's choice. A parent may want their child to go in another direction. And it's not saying that there's something wrong with everyone else, but the responsible and accountable parents should have that ability. And then,
yeah,
you know, of course, the immigration, too. We ain't saying that we against immigration. We want legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And
look at all the targets.
Look at all the flack he's receiving because of these kids that's being separated. Well, some of these kids that's coming up here, they are not even coming with their parents. So how do you know those are their parents? And what kind of parent will put their child on a 1,200-mile journey with a stranger? And not only that, the way they're doing it is not right. And why come the country itself? The people in the country don't feel more about their people and their kids, so me and you Americans are supposed to feel more about their kids than they do. And we're spending $800 a day. Heck, you can stay in Trump Towers for $800 a day.
That's right.
Yeah. So, no, we have to do what, like you was recommending. You have to explain to your young people. And see, they have made it. I get ridiculed all the time because I'm African American. And they just assume that you can be out at a rally and news media will walk all by you.
Yes.
And put the microphone in everybody else's face, because they just assume that you voted for a Democrat. You're there to be against this president. And that's really insulting to me. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, when it was time to vote, I was in Georgia. I was a resident in Georgia. And so I went out to vote. They had a little voting place set up in my community there. And they just automatically, when I went in, they was pointing me to the Democrat side. They was, you know, I was black, so automatically they were when I told them, you know, they looked at me really funny, like you're in the wrong place here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that's just very, very insulting for that. Now this Omarosa, I think that this woman is totally. Well, why would you be taping a conversation when you're at a meeting? And you're not supposed to be doing that. That's really ridiculous. Now you're going to try to use that against Mr. Trump? Use it how? I mean, it's just been so much underhanded and really trifling things that have went on. It's just ridiculous. I'm telling you, it is just ridiculous. And what it is, the man is changing things, like what he done to Brennan. Brendan is no longer in the position he is. So why do he need to keep his security clearance? Why do you have 3 million people with security clearance? And when they are no longer there, they can use their security clearance to collaborate with businesses, because businesses would be interested in you because they figure you can get into doors with that security clearance that they otherwise would have a difficult time getting it. No, it should be taken.
Yes, absolutely.
In a regular election in your municipality, when one group goes out and a new one come in, the first thing they do is what? They change the locks on the doors on City Hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, you got to stand there and stay strong. But I'll let you guys get back to your program, and I'm really happy to hear, you know, the position you take, and that you free will, and that's what it's all about. You got to be free will. You can think for yourself.
Will you please call back in again? I want you to call back in again. This has been marvelous.
Thank you very much. Okay, you have a nice evening.
You too. God bless.
If I may, I'd like to promote something we're going to be doing in other states throughout. We have got a speaker named Troy Towns who is willing to share the light on what's going on in education. So anybody that's concerned and knows that fake news is not giving the right information on what's going on with the children, Troy Towns, I'll go to the website hopeinc.tv and please send a request. We are going to try to do our best to raise some money, whatever it takes, to get Troy, in different places, because parents need to know the truth about their precious children. I'm thinking, you know, we do not work for money. We work really so that our children can have a better future. So, and if we don't know what's going on, then you pretty much, you know, letting their souls just be sucked to that, you know, place that unfortunately is for eternity. And that's what's going on. We see the Antifa groups and we wonder, why are they behaving like that? Well, we really need to know what's going on in our school. So we invite you, if you don't mind, sir, go to hopeinc.tv and listen to Troy Towns. And we're going to try to put some more of the conference, shows on there so that people will get a feel of what this young man is trying to do. He actually experienced Common Core in Alabama, where his child was reading a book that had bestiality, and he went to the teacher because his daughter showed him, "Dad, I cannot read this." One child out of 25 high school.
Isn't that something else?
Spoke.
Well, you know, I know you're out of time. I'm not going to even say this, but talk about this person that was working for Obama administration. But whatever you can do, make parents aware of what's going on with their children, because those type of things are going on. I'm telling you, it is just totally ridiculous.
It is.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes. Well, we're glad you joined us tonight, and we hope that you'll join us again, and we thank God for all those who were able to listen in. And as always, we like to close really the program in prayer. That's what pretty much we have figured is our only hope, is, you know, to ask God for help. And I thank God for the scriptures. And we're going to have a young lady named Paige hearing that's going to really offer scripture frames for us, and we're going to put it on the website. But, Pastor Mary, you are, you know, we started the show with Ms. Barbara praying. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask Ms. Barbara, what's your closing thoughts? This was our first show in a couple of years, and what's your thoughts on this, Ms. Barbara? And then we'll let Ms. Pastor Mary give her closing thoughts and close us in prayer.
Well, you know, our very interesting and informative caller, how wonderful that was, just absolutely a breath of fresh air. But he brought up some different things, and the security clearance being revoked by President Trump. I was so happy. I am so happy that he did that. And of all people, I'm so glad he started with Brennan. Brennan should never have been CIA director. He was a communist, a Muslim. He chose to be a communist. He chose to be a Muslim, which he still is. And when we're in a war against terrorism from the Islamic state and so forth, and he puts him in charge of the CIA. So anyway, I am so glad that that was done. And in closing, I'm so glad that we started this tonight, and I just love y'all. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen, Miss Barbara. And I'm just so grateful and appreciate God for that caller that called in. And we just hope and pray that more would just join us. Feel free to join and call in. And just we're just having conversations, and it's good conversation. It's truth. And I think that's what America is hungry for, truth. They're hungry for truth, and that's what we're going to be bringing to the people is truth. And I'm going to close out with a couple of scriptures here in prayer, and it's from Psalm 78. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to come and to have conversation, Lord. And we pray that those who are listening, who are listening now, and will listen later, we pray, God, that you just touch their hearts and bless them, Lord, to receive your word and receive truth and knowledge and get an understanding. We pray, God, that they will seek knowledge. You said in Matthew 22 and 29 that my people err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. And, Father, we pray that those who are speaking for truth will get to know your word. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the children. We thank you. We lift them up to you, Lord God, that you would just continue to move in this and raise up a movement. Lord, we're a movement. And Father, we pray that you would just bring more people on our team, that we are standing and fighting for the children, and that Common Core will be completely done away with in the name of Jesus. That our children, God, will have the word will go forth, the truth will go forth in our schools, and they will be taught the right and proper way, Lord God. We just come against any and everything that is not like you that is going forth in our schools, and we come against it now in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father, you said in Psalm 78, 5 and 6, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, the generations to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are establishing a testimony, that our nation is established upon the word of God, and it is being taught to the children and the generations to come. The word of God will be taught to them, Lord. We pray this tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, everyone, we are so grateful, and we hope you'll join us again next week, Monday night, from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time, for City on Hill radio show. Go to hopetv.ink for the link. Hopeinc.tv. Hope Inc. is really the word of God. HOPEINK.TV. God bless you. Goodbye.